It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
I've been around the world.
We're in the middle of an aqua. Hashtag aqua. A-Q-U-A-O-F-F.
Aqua.
Aqua off.
Aqua off. I haven't heard the song, but it's a good song.
So what are your crimes? Stampeding cattle? Through the Vatican? Kinky.
I like it. Speaking of Blazing Saddles, great movie. We were just talking about a bunch of great movies off the air. And TV shows. We spent a lot of time talking about that. It's good.
What?
Interesting. Just TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
I love it.
My favorite is, what's your favorite movie that like no one else you think would like, or you would come up with?
This is going to be weird.
Can I start? I can start
yes,
if you want.
Yes, start.
Okay. My favorite movie is one that no one else would ever pick, but it's a great movie. And when you think about it, you're like, oh man, why didn't I pick that one? The Sting.
That's a good movie. It's a great movie. So you're talking about
either that one or Apocalypse Now, the original, not the remake.
Yeah, no. I love the original. So these aren't necessarily obscure movies. These are just movies that you don't think people would say, oh, it's in my top five.
Yeah.
Favorite. Okay. I'm going to go with, I've always loved Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
no one's seen it because everyone who's seen it's dead.
Well, about 10 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago, I want to say The Esquire showed it on the big screen, and I went and watched it, and we sat in the back, and it was amazing to see that movie on the big screen. It's the only time I'd ever seen it, and it was fantastic. Epic. I mean, it's an epic movie.
I'm not even sure, but I'm sure there is a list, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure I would agree with the list. But what do they consider the best movie ever made?
Oh, you know what? I can guarantee
you. Casablanca.
Okay, so I'm gonna. My vote is gonna be.
I'm not so sure.
I think I'm gonna look up the.
I mean, it could be Casablanca.
Casablanca is amazing. I think it's gonna be Citizen Kane.
Oh yeah, no.
I'll bet it's Citizen Kane.
I think those two are up there in like top five.
Citizen Kane, because like
it's a good movie, man.
The thing that made Citizen Kane, hang on, I'm chewing and there's sirens going by and I'm so sorry, hang on. So let me finish. I'm going to give you a treatise because my mother was a film person.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
So these fire trucks are going by and we're not exactly sure why, but anywho. God dang it. I'm not sure whether that's helping or herping. Herping.
Yes, it's herpesing. It's herping.
That's not what I said.
It's herping. Oh, wow. This is weird. Oh, you know what?
Well, the reason why I believe that... Okay, before you give me your answer, the reason why I believe that Citizen Kane would be such a good movie is that was the first time that anyone had used, instead of just shooting like a scene, so you're watching a stage play, it was the first time where people had actually used moving in and out with the cameras, moving in and amongst people. And that was a really big thing. You know, there's other movies that are like that. For instance, you know, the Steve McQueen movie through San Francisco with all the chase scenes is a breakthrough movie because it was the first time that they actually, when they were doing a chase scene, actually had people on the track so that it looked like you were actually racing down a street rather than racing down, you know, what New York City never looks like.
Right.
I've driven through New York City at 5 a.m. and it does not look like what it looks like in most movies when people are driving through the streets. I'm just saying. All right. So I would say Gone with the Wind. I would say Wizard of Oz is probably up there.
No, I'll bet you that's not.
Wizard of Oz is a
it's a classic movie, but I don't think anyone ever thinks
it was the first one that ever went in color.
No, it's not the first one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because
there are other color movies.
Started off in black. African American movies, man.
There were other movies that were made in color before. Excuse me.
Should I go home? Movie. I think I should go home at this point. I'm having problems.
So you're forgetting great movies though, like On the Waterfront.
I like. liked On the Waterfront. It wasn't one of my favorites.
Great. And I see, and
see, that's one of those where it's like, oh yeah. I mean, it was a, don't get me wrong, it was a very good movie.
12 Angry Men.
Great. 12 Angry Men is a good movie.
I
can't even say words, man. My mouth is numb.
Well, you're eating
hot tacos. Great hot tacos.
All right. So,
okay, the top movie of all time is, if they go Birth of a Nation, I'm going to have to say no.
I can't imagine that they would ever go that far.
It's the first movie ever made.
Well,
won Academy Award.
Doesn't mean it. Well,
what?
It was the first movie ever made, and it won an award.
I didn't vote for it for Academy Award. I'm just saying it won one.
I don't think the competition was super stiff back then. You know what I mean? Like, and in this category, we've got two entries.
In the documentary of most racist film ever, Birth of a Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that.
Birth of a Nation.
Hands down. I'm still getting there. Cause they,
wow,
they
man.
Put, well, they put all one. Oh, Chinatown. Gosh, what a good movie. They put all 100 on one page, and so I have to go. I'm scrolling.
Oh, my God, man.
I know. But this is the Hollywood Reporter. So I figured they probably have a pretty good. So Gone with the Wind is in at 15.
15. I would say, you know, they got to put Here to Eternity probably in there, that stupid movie. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I would say.
What about 2001 A Space Odyssey? Speaking of Kubrick.
You know, that one dragged.
I liked it,
but it dragged.
Star Wars comes in at number 11.
Okay, I can see that. I mean, because it's sci-fi. I'm talking about the best movie ever
these
made.
These are just best movies. They're just...
No, I know.
Categorying them all. So, top 10.
But see, here's the... Okay, so here's what my theory is that they're going to go with like a... They're going to go with the weird, like, obscure one. They're not going to go. You know what they might go with? They might go with, like, what's the best Hitchcock? Like, Birds?
I don't. No. Gosh, no. North by Northwest.
North by Northwest?
Best Hitchcock ever, in my mind.
Okay.
So here's the top 10.
Okay.
Number 10 is Schindler's List. It's a good movie, man.
It's a good movie.
2001 A Space Odyssey, number 9.
Yeah, I disagree.
E.T. comes in at number 8.
I was thinking about E.T.
I would never consider a young Drew Barrymore. I would never consider
I bet
that
the Sting's
one of the
in the
best
top 10.
Movies of all time. The Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, you know, they consider that one. Everyone considers that one better than the first one.
I don't. Godfather was best.
Well, they must have put Godfather 1 then as Godfather.
I'm going to guess.
But see, Godfather 2 is considered one of the a few ones where you could make an argument that's better than the original.
Not in my opinion, but I understand why people would say that.
It had to be made.
It did. The third one didn't, but the second one did. Number 6, Casablanca.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorites.
Yeah. I prefer The African Queen. If we're going to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
I do like that one.
Badges? We don't need no stinky badges.
Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
I'm still going with Casablanca. Pulp Fiction comes in at number 5.
Wow.
I know, right? I'm a little surprised about that.
Well, it did. Well, I'll tell you the one thing about Pulp Fiction is it totally changed the way that people thought about how you could make a movie. And it made that sort of the comic book come movie to life kind of thing where you could jump around and go to panels and almost be, and it created, first of all, the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch and through that genre came out of there. All the stuff that came out of, like, you know, the Desperado and the, you know, and the El Mariachi series kind of came out of there. And, you know, I mean, you can even go the other, like Sin City and all those sort of came out of that genre as well. And, you know, so Quentin Tarantino is probably one of the top five most important directors in Hollywood ever.
I wouldn't say ever, but certainly in our
top
10.
Would you go with top 10? Top 10.
Maybe.
And so, but he's an important guy, but that was the big movie. I mean, it resurrected the career of John Travolta.
All right. Well, let me get to the last four. Number 4 is Shawshank Redemption, which I completely disagree with.
Okay.
Number three. Citizen Kane.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'll get that one.
And I'm looking at these, and these are not based on lifetime grosses because they're.
No, it has nothing to do. Nope. No, this has nothing to do with
this. This is just their subjective opinion. Number 2, The Wizard of Oz. Yep. So you were right there.
Yeah.
And number one, which should come as no surprise once I started thinking about it, is
Godfather.
The Godfather.
Just disagree, man.
What's your, what do you think is the best movie made of all time? Tell us after the break. We'll be right back.
Just like
I think that my favorite movie of all time is the one that we talk.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.